This is Chapters and Words, a teen's view of books today. I'm Kelsey Colfer from Miramichi Valley High School, and the book I'm featuring is Seize the Night by Dean Koontz. The book is narrated by Christopher Snow, a resident of Moonlight Bay who is plagued by a rare genetic disorder that prevents him from spending too much time in the light. Things in Moonlight Bay have been going downhill for a while, almost 2 years, ever since retrovirus escaped from the nearby military base, Fort Wyvern. The virus mutates a person's DNA and makes them a danger to themselves and society. For the last 2 years, the Moonlight Bay Police Force's main job has been keeping the general public from finding out about the virus. Christopher Snow is one of the few residents of the contaminated town who's in the loop because his mother was the inadvertent creator of the secret pandemic. So when his friend's son gets abducted in the middle of the night and the trail leads to Fort Wyvern, Chris takes it upon himself to bring the boy back alive. Chris and his motley crew of friends set out to ambush Fort Wyvern as a list of abducted girls to include three more kids and Snow's genetically enhanced dog, Orson. In this page-turner, the entire adventure is a race against time. They all live by Chris's personal motto, Carpe Noctem, seize the night. For in a town as dangerous as Moonlight Bay, you can't afford not to live in every moment to its fullest. I'd recommend this book to anyone looking for a real page-turner of a thriller. The book is, again, Seize the Night by Dean Koontz. This is Kelsey Colfer from MVHS for Chapters and Words.